Zechariah, chapter 14. Look, a day of Yahweh comes, when your spoil will be divided in the midst of you. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city will be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women raped, and half of the city will go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people will not be cut off from the city. Then will Yahweh go forth, and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet will stand in that day on the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives will be divided in the midst of it toward the east and toward the west, and there will be a very great valley, and half of the mountain will remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And you will flee by the valley of my mountains, for the valley of the mountains will reach to Azel. Yes, you will flee, like you fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah king of Judah, and Yahweh my God will come, and all the holy ones with you. And it will come to pass in that day, that there will not be light, the bright ones will withdraw themselves. But it will be one day which is known to Yahweh, not day, and not night, but it will come to pass, that at evening time there will be light. And it will come to pass in that day, that living waters will go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the eastern sea, and half of them toward the western sea, in summer and in winter it will be. And Yahweh will be king over all the earth, in that day Yahweh will be one, and his name one. All the land will be made like the Arabah, from Geba to Rimmon south of Jerusalem, and she will be lifted up, and will dwell in her place, from Benjamin's gate to the place of the first gate, to the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel to the king's wine presses. And men will dwell in her, and there will be no more curse, but Jerusalem will dwell safely. And this will be the plague with which Yahweh will strike all the peoples that have warred against Jerusalem. Their flesh will consume away while they stand on their feet, and their eyes will consume away in their sockets, and their tongue will consume away in their mouth. And it will come to pass in that day, that a great tumult from Yahweh will be among them, and they will lay hold every one on the hand of his fellow man, and his hand will rise up against the hand of his fellow man. And Judah also will fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the nations round about will be gathered together, gold, and silver, and apparel, in great abundance. And so will be the plague of the horse, of the mule, of the camel, and of the donkey, and of all the beasts that will be in those camps, as that plague. And it will come to pass, that everyone who is left of all the nations that came against Jerusalem will go up from year to year to worship the King, Yahweh of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it will be, that whoever of all the families of the earth does not go up to Jerusalem to worship the King, Yahweh of hosts, on them there will be no rain. And if the family of Egypt does not go up, and does not come, will this not happen to them? This will be the plague with which Yahweh will strike the nations that don't go up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This will be the punishment of Egypt, and the punishment of all the nations that don't go up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In that day there will be on the bells of the horses, holy to Yahweh, and the pots in Yahweh's house will be like the bowls before the altar. Yes, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah will be holy to Yahweh of hosts, and all those who sacrifice will come and take of them, and boil in them, and in that day there will be no more a Canaanite in the house of Yahweh of hosts.